It's time for the Pestrogen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello and good, well, it's afternoon for me, all my pretty pesties everywhere. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pestrogen Podcast. I am one of the two co-hosts, Candace. Next to me, as always, is my beautiful Jenny, my other co-host and cohort in this crazy, crazy world that we live in. How's your week been, Jenny?
Hi, love. It's been good. Just hitting that summer, you know, working a lot, seeing lots of ants and having fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It went pretty good. I don't think anything crazy happened. So, yeah, pretty uneventful. How was your week?
I think mine was about the same. Pretty, like, uneventful. I did have a pretty big ant one for a regular client. Awesome lady. And her dog is just, she has a yellow lab. But every time she sees me, like, she'll, you know, I'll knock on the door, she barks, but it's like a bunch of glass in the front door. So she'll back up a little bit and she sees me. And then I say hi to her. And then she goes and runs and has to grab a toy. You know, mom opens the door and then dog's standing there just like hopping up and down with the toy in the mouth. And it's always a new toy every time. It's great. But she had a little bit of ants on her kitchen counter. Nothing insane. No trail. Just random here's and there's and whatever. She had told me prior to it, so I asked her if she was able to vacate, yada yada, just so I could treat all of downstairs, because I looked upstairs, there was not a damn thing, so yay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But right. She's got like a, I don't know, I think I counted like 6-bedroom house. It's massive. Wow. but it's not at the same time, but it's like they built it in stages. So it's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful house. Awesome people. And then when I was treating outside, their little side area, it's like concrete, but it has like the pieces of like 2x4 to separate out the concrete, you know? I like walk over to it and it's like this massive like 4x4 trail of just ants. And I was like, holy crap. Okay.
Right.
I'm like, found them. So yeah,
they got
some vitamin T.
Yes, excellent.
Actually, the first time I personally have ever used it. It's always been Brandon that's gotten those calls, and he uses it. So, if you saw in the council chat when he was talking, and I'm like, answer your text so I can finish this job.
Yeah.
Because I had a question about it, and yeah. I'm like, I'm not trying to read this, like, 40-page label on it just to find one answer. Just damn it!
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I ended up reading it while I was waiting for his answer anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's lovely.
It was great.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah, I love her dog so much. She's just fun. She's a little bit smaller version of my pup that's literally laying right here on my freaking leg, as always.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's fun. Both of them are. And the husband's great too. I've only talked to him a few times. But yeah, she'll text me and she's like, hey, I have a little bit of ants going on. When's our next service? I'm like, oh, your service was actually Wednesday. So, I mean, if you can wait till then, or I can come do it tomorrow. She's like, no, Wednesday's fine. I'll just go have lunch with a few of my girlfriends.
There we go.
Right? Aww. Like, perfect.
Yes. You know, doing commercial, I don't get to see a lot of dogs anymore. But as I've mentioned a few times now on the podcast, that dogs kind of give me anxiety anyway.
Yeah.
Strangers, dogs, you know. Not just dogs in general. I love dogs.
Yes.
But, like, stranger dogs. But I had to do my kennel, yesterday, and I had to go, they wouldn't unlock the gate for me to go around the building. And 'cause there was a wasp nest embedded like in the fence. So I needed to go in there, but, I had to go through the kennel part, and every time I walk through there and all the dogs are barking at me, like intense anxiety. It's such trauma, man.
Oh,
I need to work on my trauma on that. But you get attacked by so many dogs, and it's,
well,
you
could always do exposure therapy there and just, you know, lay down in their play field and just let them all come maul you with kisses.
I've thought about asking them, like, hey, you know, I've been servicing you almost for a year and a half now, like, I have trauma. Can I just come hang out?
Right. See, man, I wouldn't be able to do a kennel because I just want to take them all home.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but it's so cute. This isn't actually like a kennel. It's like a doggy daycare place.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So everybody has a mommy and daddy.
Okay.
And yeah, yeah. So they're like, it's even kind of sweeter because they all look, you know, like they've got a mom and dad at home. So they're all happy. And so if it was like a kennel where they needed a home, that would be hard.
Yes. I know Brandon giving you the puppy eyes used to do one. It was always so hard for him, and especially after our old lab passed away. He was like, I don't want to go here because I'm going to come back with a dog.
Exactly.
It was crazy. Yeah, he said it was always so hard. Even when we had, you know, our old dog and now our new dog, he said it was still really hard.
Yeah.
Because they just always look so sad. It's like, I hate seeing, like, the local pictures of the dogs, and I mean, I do love seeing them. But it's like, they always get the pictures of them looking the saddest, I swear. And I'm like, but I want him.
Yep, exactly. Aw. But, so for our episode today, we are doing the Trash House Chronicles.
Yes.
Which Candace and I have discussed, which I love the name she chose because we've discussed making this kind of a series going forward. We would like to do maybe a professional organizer or somebody who specializes in hoarding. So if any of you listeners are one of those professionals, which we know Jennifer Hawks
is,
but if, so Jennifer, if you want to come back on, we would love that because you're awesome.
You can be but, our second two-timer.
Exactly. Yes. But if you know anybody that's a hoarding specialist or anything like that, Candace, do you like watching like cleaning videos? My favorite is Midwest Magic.
I do watch some. I don't think I've actually ever like subscribed to any of them or pay attention to what their names are. But yes, I do watch them. And yes, I used to watch Hoarders all the time.
Yes.
Especially if it was like I was trying to relax on a weekend or something. And I'm like, oh, I really need to clean the house. And then, like, I turn on an episode of Hoarders and go, well, you know, my house really isn't that bad. So,
exactly. Yes. Exactly. And Midwest Magic cleaning people, you really should subscribe to them on Facebook. They do tons and tons of reels, but they have such a big heart and they'll, like, teach something in each video, too. Like, a recent one I saw, he was talking about how long it takes the human brain to form a habit and just like the amount of empathy they give towards their clients and stuff. And not only that, I think they provide free services for people to due to donations and stuff. So it was really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And Candace and I also wanted to preface it this episode with the fact that, we love our clients and we have great empathy for people.
Yes.
But we just see stuff, right? Like, I mean,
yeah.
So that's pretty much what this episode is about, is those moments where we see some stuff.
Yeah. You just see it. And then certain times you're going, you know, you come in cause it's a new one and you know, they're complaining of ants or rodents, or you walk in and you go, Yeah, you do have it. I don't even have to look anywhere, and I can tell you that you have this issue. Because it happens sometimes. And then, like Jenny just said, we do have an empathy for it as well. Because it's like, sometimes shit's happening, and it's not any fault of theirs, you know, or it's, you know, a mental disorder where they have this hoarding issue and stuff. And it's like, we're trying to help in our way without hurting them mentally, so it's this balancing game, and it's hard.
Yes.
And then sometimes everybody is you know, not mentally ill with, you know, an hoarding issue, or they're just slobs, and that's what it is. And you have to try to keep the straight face of, I don't want my face to say what I'm thinking, because I know I have that issue sometimes. And Brandon has told me, or he'll give me the nudge, and I'm like, sorry. Because I'll see something and be like, ooh. And he's like, stomach. I'm like, oh, this is completely normal.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Normal.
Yes. Yeah. Ugh.
Yes. And in our council chat recently, Candace shared something. Tell us about that fence you did for your client this week.
So I have a client that lives out of my town, but she lives in California. She has a vacation home here. She was going through a different pest company and constantly had ants inside. I mean, constantly. We did an interior treatment for her, a little bit of baiting outside. No more inside. Now, I still catch them. You know, I think the max I've seen was a couple months ago. She had like 7 trails going up her foundation. Treat, get rid of it, done. It's still nothing inside. Anyway, so I was there just a few days ago. And I go to open her back gate because we do have a key to her house, you know, so I go check inside, blah, 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 go back out, lock the door, put the key back in my car, go through her back gate, and I pull on the string and the damn gate won't budge. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? So it's like the 1x4 and a 1x4 and then like the 4x4 in the middle holding the gate door. Well, the post to like the latch and post lock was stuck in between the 1x4s. So it was stuck in that void. And so there was no way I could open it. And it gets windy. I mean, it's literally, she's closer to the ocean than I am. So, I mean, it gets like super fucking windy there. But, so yeah, there was no way I was opening it. I'm like, oh, this is super. So, you know, go back through her house, blah, blah, blah. I'm looking at it going, oh, these screws are like, they're loose. No wonder. And I mean, they were so loose, I was able to unscrew them with my fingers. Like, I went and grabbed my drill, and so I'm trying to undo it, and but it was like a weird angle because it was like the house and then the post, and so I'm like, eh, trying to get it in there. But I just used my fingers and unscrewed the post part of it, and they were in there with 2-inch screws. Now, 2-inch screw going through a 1x4, okay, gives you an extra inch, but when there's an inch and a half gap back behind it before the 4x4 or whatever the hell it was, what are we screwing into here? So I went and got my 4-inch screws and just stuck that post right back in there, and you can just like watch that gap just whoop, and nice. Now it's nice and solid. I sent her the pictures of it. Hey, I fixed this for you, hopefully it will stay this way, because like I said, the wind blows and it shakes that gate, and so the screws get loose. I get it. But why are we fixing it with tiny ass screws? Put in some fucking 4-inch screws and call it good. So she thanked me for it. She's like, oh, well, you didn't have to do that. And I know I didn't have to, but like, is that like I had to go anywhere to get the stuff? I had it.
Right.
I was tired of dealing with it because it's been a pain for the last few services. And this time it was just like stuck. But it's like, and that's part of that whole empathy thing. Like, I didn't have to. It was no pest relationship at all. It wasn't going to be an issue. It wasn't a current issue. It wasn't, you know, a physical barrier stopping a rodent. It was just an annoyance that I wanted to fix.
And
so I did. Plus, she has dogs. And, you know, she's an older lady. She's not going to, like, go out and when she gets there to vacation and go make sure that that gate is closed and latching correctly. She's just assuming that it is. Right. I don't want her to open her back door and her dogs get out when I know I could have fixed it. So I fixed it.
that's an amazing act of kindness that just shows the level of empathy you have for your clients. Because, you know, a lot of companies, you know, you've got a packed full schedule, man. We ain't got time for that. Yeah, get to the next, you know, you took the time to take care of your client in a way that, like you said, wasn't even pests. It's beautiful.
It had nothing to do with anything, like I said, besides that it was an annoyance to me. Because it's like, I didn't want to keep tracking through her house. My shoes are dirty. She has like white carpet in there, so I'm always like tiptoeing through there anyways.
Yeah.
Like wipe my feet 700 times before I go in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's even told me, you know, because I'm like, oh, we can put on the booties and stuff. She's like, if you bring in some dirt, you bring in some dirt. It's, you know, she rents it out as an Airbnb. It gets dirty. She has cleaners for it.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, I know, but I don't want to, you know, and then my boot prints are all over this nice, clean, freshly vacuumed carpet. It just looks weird.
Right. Yeah. So we did. So we did get a lot of entries.
Yes.
of people's stories, and then we have our own stories. I know I got some stories. So, we all see it. Even if you don't do any residential and you only do commercial, there's still times where you see that commercially in restaurants or whatever. But I had a year and a half experience residential before I did commercial or around there. I know one time myself was, if you're from the Ohio area, you might get this reference, but back in the day we called it Hamiltucky. So in that area, Hamiltucky, I did a house, and it was a very old house. It was like in the historical part of that Hamiltucky area. And there was a lot of children in this house, and it was very messy. And I don't know if you've had a traumatic childhood, you can almost, or just any kind of abuse in your life, it doesn't even have to be childhood, you can almost feel the vibes in the air that the emotions in the house aren't quite right. But it was just one of those moments where you walk in and you just can feel, not only visually you see the mess, the trash, the piles, but you can feel the energy in the house. It was awful. So, yeah.
It's like that tension in the air that you can cut with a knife.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. It's empathetic people or people that can feel those vibes. I feel for them because it's hard to carry that all around.
It is.
You know, your own stuff. And then you have to walk into this environment and like, it's a lot.
All right. Do you want to read the first one?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Alex Calder. Wait, hold on one second. Yes. Okay. I was making sure that. So Alex Calder, our girl who just got back to pest control. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Knew you'd be back. Right. You're too awesome. So she said, I'm sure we've all had those houses where the homeowner wants us to wear shoe covers and you're bum fuzzled because the house looks like fucking Dante's Peak post volcano.
Okay. So after I read that, I had to tell her, you know, complete side note, like, Dante's Peak was my jam when I was younger. I fucking loved that movie. I watched it constantly. She said her too, you know, and she was like, you know, you got to watch it again because it's just so more nostalgic now. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to do that. Well, I told her I did, but I will tell her again. I watched it last night and she's completely right. It's just so much better now. But yes, like watching like the very end credits, well, almost right to the end, like after everybody gets saved, yada yada. Spoiler alert if nobody's ever seen Dante's Peak. Seeing like all the ash and everything and just how the town was just fucked. I'm going, oh God, I can see that in people's houses. It just, everything is just, what? Why is this here? Why? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, right. That's great. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
And bumfuzzled.
Bumfuzzled. Yes, that's great. That's going to be my new word.
A bumfuzzled is going in the Pestrogen Urban Dictionary from Alex Calder.
Yeah, and so instead of saying dumbfounded, that's been my word lately is dumbfounded. It's going to be bumfuzzled.
Bumfuzzled. Yes. Fair.
Oh, God. Okay, so our next one is from Aaron Gleason. He started off with a laughing emoji. He said, way too many to count over the last 16 years. Though if your boots stick to the floor as soon as you walk into the door, go back to the truck and grab your respirator. Legit. Because why are your feet sticking?
Yeah. Yep. Fair.
That's completely fair. Because, yeah, if your feet are stuck to the floor, you don't want to be breathing that shit in.
Yeah. That's great.
Ugh.
So, Jen McIntosh and Candace pointed out that thanks you again for all your weekly submissions.
Every time.
You, Yeah, even yeah, even engaging in Pestrogen. Ever since Pestrogen's birth, she's done at least one post every month, and
yeah.
she's flipping awesome. But she says, I had a restaurant with roaches so bad I couldn't stand still because they would crawl up my boots and legs. So I was doing a Flores Lava routine, lifting and shifting my feet to keep them from touching the floor too long. It was so overrun, even with the nymphs were out in mass in the middle of the kitchen floor. They had old shiplap walls, so all the cracks were filled. The first day I was there, I was leaving as they were opening for the day, and these two women came in for lunch. I wanted to so badly tell them to run away as fast as they could. Should we, when it's that bad? She asked. I had another restaurant where a cook scraped up mouse poop from a lid under the stove using a knife, then wiped it on his apron and went back to cutting raw chicken. With the same knife. I went home and told my wife about it. Turns out she had wanted to try that restaurant because she had seen good reviews. Absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I told her that when I read that second one, I was like dry heaving because what the fuck? Ew. Like
no.
Just normal food safety and handler rules. Like, what the right. fuck are you doing? Let alone that it's poop. But if your knife touches something else, you don't go back to the raw chicken, and vice versa. If, you know, your knife's been in the raw chicken, you don't go cut up the freaking vegetables with it. You know, it's called a cross-contamination for a reason.
Right.
But let's just put on some hold-on poop on it, and oh, it's fine, because I wiped it off on my apron.
Right.
But no. I understand, like, her question on, you know, if we should be able to tell people when, like, a roach infestation is that bad. Sometimes I really want to, but no, we can't. We can't. That's not on us to do. We're just there to fix the problem, not there to blast the restaurant, unfortunately. Like, yeah, my friends here, because obviously they know what I do, they'd be like, oh, let's go, you know, let's go try this place, or let's go eat at this place. And if I just stare at them for too long, they're like, okay, maybe we won't. There you go. I won't ever say anything. I just give them the, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. When I worked in the restaurant industry, I had a brother who was actually working with me at this place, and he came to me and he was like, hey, Jen, I just saw the other cook in the kitchen drop a bun on the floor, pick it up, and put it back on a sandwich. And I was like, how do you even, like, I'm willing to have to pay unemployment to fire you right now. Like,
right?
Like, there's no paper trail for this. You're done.
Like, yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah.
No, that's yeah, that's a whole other thing that doesn't even have to deal with pest control. It's just proper food handling.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Don't be gross. Like,
yeah. I have a hard time not Karen-ing in public when it comes to that. Like, I've seen a McDonald's employee come out of the bathroom stall and not wash their hands with their apron on.
Mm.
That's all kinds of levels of no.
Yeah.
And I have such a hard time not calling them out on it. And like, because I mean, I just don't want to be a Karen, but at the same time, like.
Yeah, no, when I was younger, my very first job was at a Wendy's, and it was a really good one. I mean, everything was literally mm-hmm. made fresh like it was supposed to be. Everything was clean, blah, blah, blah. I had moved and got hired at a different Wendy's. Well, they were, like, reusing salads from the day before, which already I was like, what? Like, obviously they weren't bad, they were refrigerated, but when you have this whole, we make it fresh every day, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So anyways, he had me on the line to make, like, the hamburgers and whatever. So I was doing that, and then he asked me to, you know, the manager asked me to go do something else, so I obviously took my gloves off and threw them away. He got on my ass for throwing away my gloves. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, well, we go through too many gloves, so you have to take them off by the fingertips and lay them on your station. I said, do you understand what cross-contamination is? Well, you're just touching it with the other glove. I said, yeah, for one glove, and then the other one will be my hand. Well, your hand should have been washed. Doesn't matter. Still doesn't fucking matter. No, and so he was like, well, I'll have to dock your pay for all the gloves you use. I said, fucking try me. Yeah, I worked there for a day. I was like, absolutely not. And there was more random crap that they did. And I was like, this is gross. But yeah, the glove thing. I was like, are you serious? Reusing your gloves? What?
Right.
But yeah,
no.
Like everybody argued about that there, but nobody had like the audacity to stand up to him. But I'm like, no.
No.
Well, we were told they do it at all the Wendy's. No, they don't. No, the fuck they don't. Because it's disgusting. They're gloves. It's part of your operation. Like Brandon's had that issue with other pest companies where they wouldn't buy him gloves. Wanted him to use like the reusable ones. And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah. That's my first company did that. The big rubber ones. And,
yeah.
But,
like the dishwashing gloves that go up to here. He was like, no.
They didn't give us nylon the first time I worked for them. And then the second time, I think they gave me nylon and that. But we still had to wear the rubber ones for everything. Actually, we weren't allowed to get out of our truck. Like, the minute you get out of your truck, you need to put them on.
It's not needed.
Like, and not only that, but, like, well, they would teach us to, like, wash them, the outside. But still, like...
Yeah, one of the companies Brandon used to work for, they were bitching about gloves. The guy that was, quote-unquote, training him, even though Brandon had more experience, was driving from location to location with his gloves on. In his truck, driving and touching this, touching that, drinking this. Brandon's like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, that's so gross.
Right? He's like, do you not remember the concentrate that you spilled on your fingertip, I washed it off. I don't give a fuck.
No.
And then you picked up rodents with that, and now it's all over everything in your truck.
I hate that.
And that's why I have, my rule is as soon as my gloves go on my hands are dirty. I don't care if they are literally just put on, my hands are dirty. You know, obviously I have to touch my phone, but you know, I try very minimal to touch other things that I know I will be touching barehanded later.
Yes.
Like if I have to go back to my car to like grab my drill or something, I'll take my gloves off to do all that because I don't want rodent gunk on my toolbox, on my drill, on my bits.
Yes. And my current employer just did a really cool thing that I, like a training thing that I really liked where they talked about handling rodenticide with your gloves and then like the cross-contamination of rodenticide. And there was, one of them said, like, I've seen people get in their truck with their gloves on that they just handled rodenticide in and start touching the reel and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Now, see, I like that because we use contract here. It's, I mean, like every rodent still hits on it. So why the hell am I changing it? But me and Brendan wear black gloves. Cause to me, I see blue gloves as like medical. And I had some at one point, but I'm like, well, this is just weird. But we wear black gloves. So anytime, cause we put our contract in little Ziploc bags. It just lasts longer for us. But so while we're doing that, you can see all the dust all over your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a perfect example. So like, we'll even, you know, bag a bunch of it and stick it in another contract bucket that's emptied and cleaned out. So it's just already bagged, ready to go, where we can just pick it up out of that bucket, put it in our rodent bag, which is also very nice to have it that way. So then we're not having to carry a bucket around with us. We just have it in a sling bag on us. But even then, just like grabbing the rodenticide that's already bagged, we don't go in barehanded. Because shit's there. It's on the outside. It's, you know, and then like our rodent bags aren't used for anything else but rodent stuff. It's you know, has our peanut butter and our rodenticide and stuff like that in it. You know, I don't bring it into like indoor treatments and stuff like that or indoor situations. I have a completely different bag for that that's never had rodenticide in it.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Anyways, now that we're done talking about that one. oh, okay. We did Jen's. Okay, so Heather Tutton, once again, have to thank her for her constant submissions. We love you. You're the best.
I love you.
You just crack me up daily. Like, honestly, daily. Okay, she said, this was a family member when I was growing up, probably the same now. Oh, and to preface this, I did ask her if she wanted to remain anonymous since it was like a personal thing. She said it's fine. Cool. Oh, yeah, so she'll never hear the podcast, so I don't mind sharing there, but I wanted to avoid a public post she may accidentally stumble across. She was the sweetest lady, never met a broken soul she didn't fully believe she could rescue and quote-unquote fix. She was always wrong, but she tried. But she was not a housekeeper. They used to just buy new clothes because the wash was never done, like 20 loads at the laundromat when I did get it done. We would have to walk over the heaping piles to get from room to room. They always had overflowing trash, which was incredible, as the trash was rarely ever placed in the receptacle that I ever saw. Dogs, big attack trained dogs that rarely got to go outside, so watching for mines was a must. Ooh. Kitchen looked worse than the image in your head, I promise. Ew. I assume there were dishes everywhere, but I only ever saw paper plates and plasticware, often reused because money was tight. It wasn't until I went to my first roach job after we opened our company that I knew the smell. The weird smell that permeated all of her homes. We all know that instant nauseous smell of roaches and rodent mixed. I don't know if her home is any better today. She lives in Oregon now. Mm-hmm. But she is still an amazing soul, but even as nutty as she is. Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
That's those places where it's like, had Heather have known at that time, she probably would have like totally tried to help out in a pest way, even though she does birds now. Yeah. She did do pests.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, oh, that's like heartbreaking to see stuff like that. Cause like she said, she's a great person, just not on the housekeeping side. And I am no damn housekeeper either. My house is very, very much lived in, but I don't have heaping piles of laundry or trash or dishes. That's what I have children for. I'm kidding. As my one stares at me right now.
That's great. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's epic. And growing up, my mom did house cleaning, but she primarily worked for like realtors and would go into empty places. But sometimes when she was kind of hard up, she would like find friends at the bar that needed their house cleaned or whatever. And I went into some like grotesque, like drunks with like beer bottles everywhere and beer caps. One of the times I went with my mom, I had to have been like 10. I collected all, my job was to collect all the beer bottles and beer caps, and I counted how many caps, and it was like over 3,000. Like, yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's 3,000 or something just under the couch or every. And this was if my memory serves me right, I think it was an apartment.
Jesus.
But, yeah, so it's small. So, but yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, there's certain places, like, we bring our kids to jobs.
Yeah.
There's certain places that we just won't bring them into, and it's not even for a health risk or anything like that, because we obviously have proper PPE for even them. But right. I don't want them to see that part of society yet.
Yes.
Which I know, yes. Kyra's older, but still.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, right. God. Because Kyra has been inside of a roach follow-up with me, where the air was still heavy. It was better, but it was still heavy. And while we were in the very back bedroom and the tenants were up in the living room, and Kyra's like, are we almost done? Because I really think I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, no. I said, we have two traps left. Bide your time. We're going to be out in a second.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as we left, she's like,
yeah.
Air's heavy, isn't it? Yeah. I thought that was just a joke when you guys said that. No. No, the air is literally heavy. It's like hurts to breathe it in.
Yeah. That's, I think, the only times I get to like almost want to throw up stage is when animal feces are involved and urine and stuff. that's when I'm just like, yeah, I can't wait to get out of here before I hurl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And our next submission comes from Rodney Brum, in which I would like to bring up our Spangler tumblers. And then, you know, and shout out of Rodney, you have to lick the rubber bottom, you know.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Rodney, and prior to us doing our Spangler ad, and every other dude out there that is a father, happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Happy Father's Day
to all of you.
Yes.
Just had to bring that up. But yeah, it made me think of it because I saw his post today about him not answering work calls. And I'm like, you freaking better not. Don't make me come up there and have your wife kick your ass because I ain't doing it.
Exactly. Yes. But the Tony Spangler tumblers, my Pestrogen ones in my truck. But I got Paula here.
You know, cute little mouse.
My girl. Love Paula.
There you go. See you.
Mwah. Aw, thanks. But yes, you can find these at spanglerart.com, and they've got all kinds of stuff. Like Candace says, Leanne makes amazing girly stuff and glass stuff too, and they can whip up anything you want.
I swear to God they can.
Yeah, definitely. Back to this. Okay, so with the Rodney, the whole reason we brought this up, he gave us a submission. So a crazy, dirty story was called to bed bugs at this apartment when I was a trainee. Some of these units, nasty. Hoarders and people that never left their apartment. Just hard to handle on a few aspects. This one lady had so much stuff everywhere to do a good inspection. No way. She legit breaks down. I try to console. It's not good. The property manager wanted her evicted for a bunch of reasons, and this was one. To expand on this a bit, lady had newspapers stacked along one side of the wall to the ceiling for crafting. Then there was just a random junk piled in front of that. Carpet was brown, but I don't think it was supposed to be. Yikes. Couldn't get to the bathtub, so yeah, that explained the smell. She couldn't get to her bedroom any longer because of the garbage bags and boxes of who knows what, so she slept on the couch. She was living in a one-bedroom apartment, but sleeping on the couch with a hot plate beside her to cook on and a small trail to her toilet. It was one of the worst I'd ever seen. Ooh. Ugh, yeah, that's rough.
Yeah,
I hate when you can see the trails. Have you ever seen that where, like, you can tell the three modes they take?
Yep. It's like living room, kitchen.
Yep.
And then living room to bathroom. And it's usually not to a bedroom. Maybe every once in a while there'll be one to a bedroom. But yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. That reminds me of another one of my stories where I have a really sweet... I love this landlord. She's the best. But one of the units in this, the whole unit smelled like BO really bad. Really bad. But I kept telling her that, like, there's a trash can in the bathroom and, like, it looks like it has water in it. And I don't know why. And she's got a lot going on. And she addressed things that I tell her. But come to find out, his drain in the shower wasn't working, and he just never spoke up to her about it. So he was showering with water from the trash can, and that's how he was showering, and that's why it smelt so bad in there. And so she finally got his drain fixed, and she said it's improving. But, like, the look she gave me when she told me that explanation was just like, what? And we both love this tenant. He's a great guy. He's real silly, but, like, holy goodness.
Like,
holy goodness.
Like, I understand sometimes you gotta, like, adapt, overcome, improvise. I get it. For one, why wouldn't you speak up about your drain not working?
You can, I was about to say, you're paying rent. That's,
yeah.
You,
two, like, get some baby wipes or something.
Yeah.
And, like, throw them away. And then to, like, wash your hair, use the kitchen sink or the bathroom sink or anything. Yeah. I mean, just your hair. And yeah. like, I know, you know, some guys have longer hair, but most of them have shorter hair. So that's even easier to wash.
Yeah.
Like me and you trying to wash our hair in a sink. No. Like, and your hair is like twice as long as mine. And yeah. I have a hard time trying to do it in the sink. Like this morning before we recorded, I'm looking at my hair going, oh God, it's like super frizzy. I'm like, shower time. Because I was thinking, okay, I can just wash it. No, I'm not washing it in the sink. Fuck that.
Nope. That's, yeah.
I know Brandon's like, don't you have to record? I'm like, my hair was gross.
It
looked really bad. I don't know why. But the new conditioner Kyra found for me is actually keeping my curls a bit better. They're a little frizzy, yeah. but whatever. I keep fucking with them, so.
Yeah. I love your curly hair. It's so pretty.
Like I said, like I told you, it's like, it pisses me off, but I'd rather it be curly than frizzy. Because then it just looks really bad. And then I always have this one right here.
Yep. The other day, the air here where I live was so moist that even though I have typically straight / wavy hair, it was frizzy because it was just, awful.
Yeah, when we first moved here, oh my God, it was like my head was just a ball of frizz, like all the time. And I'm like, fuck. But now we've been here for like, I don't know, 20-ish years. My hair's adapted.
Yeah.
Whether I have adapted or not. No, I have adapted because as soon as I go off of the coast where like the air's not moist and everything, it's like instant headache, instant chapped lips.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, so it's like I always have to make sure I have chapstick on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, and we just spoke of her just a little bit ago, but Jennifer Jones Hawks.
Yes.
Another submission from her. She said there have been 3 times in the last year and a half that we've been paid to go in and prep and deep clean for an elderly gentleman who have dried smeared feces all over the floors. We have had to suit up and use all kinds of scrapers and products. It pays well, but it's disgusting. It helps to have a good team to laugh together. That does help. Aww. Even if it's not your own team, but just having, as we discussed last episode, the camaraderie where you mm-hmm. can go talk to another tech and be like, oh my God, I just went through this. And they're like, yep, I get it, dude.
Yes.
Because we've all been in it, and I'm so surprised we didn't get more submissions for this. All I got I have like 500 stories like that. Then tell me one!
Yeah,
so many people! I was like, okay.
Right. And that's why I think this will make a good series, because maybe after this summer, with busy season, maybe people will run into some more crazy stuff. And
oh, I'm sure they will.
give us some more juice. But we had an anonymous submission, and they said, so I used to do pest control for a local casino hotel. They hired out of town contractors to do some work for them. Anyways, they complained of bed bugs. So I went in to inspect the room of the siding and the other rooms of those contractors, since they all worked together. 5 rooms. They had already been there 6 weeks, so the rooms were absolute trash piles. Broken bongs, cigarettes, none of the rooms were smoking rooms. Oops. Takeout thrown everywhere. Pizza boxes just under garbage. Well, 4 of the 5 had bed bugs. The infestations varied from light to medium, but the casino took no chances. It did lead to a 10 grand sale for me, though. Bam.
Nice.
Bam, right?
Yeah, this person was telling me that, like, because the casino, obviously, they have money. And they can't, like, risk doing, like, the downtime of the hotel for doing, like, a chem mm-hmm. treatment. So they always did heat treatments. And they had a set price for what their heat treatments were. But mm-hmm. They ended up, because those rooms were just so disgusting, they were obviously going to be down. Mm-hmm. He ended up selling them chem treatments. But the casino charged those contractors for heat treatments. So I was like, sweet.
Right?
Yeah, I was like, that's okay, that worked. And then, hey, mm-hmm. yeah, he said they were there for 6 weeks, but they were already like 4 weeks behind on the work that they were doing to begin with. So it's like, what are you doing? Besides obviously just partying in these rooms and bringing in bed bugs.
Right.
Ew.
Oh my God.
Just ew.
Just ew.
Ew.
I could never.
Oh my God, I just watched that again. I could never. Oh God.
Great.
Okay, so we had another anonymous submission. It was, while doing normally monthly service at an apartment complex, it's exterior only unless interior is needed, a maintenance guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, I was just in a unit and saw something. I got a picture of it without the tenant seeing. Can you tell me if it is what I think it is?" I say, "Of course." He shows me the pic, and it's exactly what he thinks it is, a full-ass German roach. I quickly ask him which unit, and he tells me, "Well, I went to the unit, and the tenant was more than happy to let me in, which was odd to me considering the state of her unit. It was horrible. Piles of spilt food, dirty clothes and underwear thrown about, and a litter box that was so full you could barely see the litter. As I walked by the litter box, I saw a roach come out of it, so I tapped it with my foot, and a few more came out. As I was watching them, I realized the shit in it wasn't from their cat. It was human. Ugh.
Oh.
When the tenant noticed me looking at it, she quickly says, "Oh, my autistic son uses it and won't let me throw it away right away." I'm sure the look on my face said all the things I was thinking. I left the unit after finishing my inspection. Yes, the place was a nightmare with roaches, as the tenant tells me. No, those are just beetles. My mom said so. The manager of the complex was advised of what was going on. Notice was served for a vacate, and the tenant obliged. Follow-ups were oh so fun. As the tenant tells me, she's used to them now and smashed one on the wall. And the next second, she's screaming bloody murder as I moved a paper calendar and 10 to 15 of them came from behind it. She became more and more hostile about us going in to follow up, as she was evicted for that among anything. Oh, so she was evicted for that among other things. After her eviction, I was able to go in and nuke the place. They died off pretty quick. Imagine that. Wow. Just, whoa. Like, people that use their children, and then especially children with quote-unquote disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that autism is a disability. I know plenty of completely functioning, you'd never know it, people. So, that's not what I'm saying. But people who use shit like that as an excuse, like, I understand if that's really the issue, if, you know, the kid wouldn't use the toilet and that's what he preferred to use, and then he was upset if you tried to throw it away, I get it. But at the same time, it's fucking disgusting, and deal with the kid throwing a fit for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even I remember potty training my kids, flushing the toilet was hard on them because it's like a piece of them has literally gone forever. I get it. It sucks to hear your kid throwing a fit over something that's logical to you, but it's not to them. And then I guess even with autism, it would make it even harder. But holy hell, like, just leave it sitting. Just.
I couldn't handle it, like, physically.
Yeah. No. People are very people-y sometimes.
People are very people-y. That is 100% fact. So we did have a "Have the Day You Deserve" story. Yay. So, yes, I shall get into it. I was contacted through Yelp on a Saturday about a rodent issue. We do not work Saturdays usually, and this particular Saturday we were out of town anyways. The automated reply about us being closed went through. Monday afternoon, because I forgot about it, I replied back asking for more info about the issue and more info about the person, name, address, email, etc., etc. I got a reply back that read, "Snarky, I already gave that to you." I looked back at the original info and it was super vague. and just an area code for the location. So I told her I didn't have it, so please send it again. She finally did and ended it with a, "Did you get it this time?" She explained that she is having a rodent issue, but has used vamoose in her bedroom closet, and they aren't there anymore, but she is hearing them elsewhere. I told her we could come check it out Wednesday, as we were busy Monday and Tuesday. She said she was busy with doctor's appointments on Wednesday, so asked for Thursday or Friday. We decided on Thursday. Well, Thursday come, and we go to inspect. Walking up to it, I can see blown out vent screens and a crawl space door that might as well have a welcome sign over the top of it. Oh my god, I'm saving that. As I'm talking with her, she tells me that another local company came yesterday and put some snap traps in the crawl space. But wait, I thought you were busy yesterday. She said she got him to come out yesterday because she told him I was coming today. I did my inspection and told her goodbye. I'm not even going to deal with her again. I'm not sending her an estimate. I won't be either. She can live with her rodents and her two Victor traps in her crawl space that will warp out and not even work in the less than a month.
Damn.
Yeah. People be wanting help, but not enough help to where they're willing to do the steps it takes. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, and that vamoose shit is kind of what we talked about last month. It's a rodent repellent in a bag.
Okay, I was wondering what the fuck that
I had to look it up too, because I'm going, what the hell is this? And of course, because I asked Brandon what it was, he said he had no idea. So before I got the chance to look it up, I was scrolling through Facebook Reels, and sure shit, I got a goddamn ad for it. I'm going, what the fuck? And like I said, I hadn't even looked it up yet.
Stay out of my brain, Zuck.
Right, I'm like, what? Stop it. But no, it's essentially, god, what was it? It was like cotton seed oil, citronella, and something else, like, in this little bag that you just place, and it puts, and I quote, a protective rodent barrier around your house. And I'm going, bullshit.
Force field.
Yeah, right. Well, that's how it, like, showed on the ad. It was, like, literally, like, a cartoon house, and then, like, this blue force field over the top of the whole house. And I'm going, no wonder people buy this shit. They're like, oh, I have a force field on my house. But it's like, Lord. Jesus Christ. But I'm happy this person isn't going to deal with them, because this is, like, literally shit that I would do to people. I'd be like, absolutely no. You can, obviously, you're allowed to get other quotes and everything. I encourage people, if you don't like my price, find somebody else. If you can get a better price. But if you have to call me back, my price is just going up. So.
Yeah.
But to tell the person originally that you can't do it this day because you're busy, but yet call another pest company and have them come out the day that you're quote unquote busy.
What?
Because they got him to come out because you told him that the other people were coming. That's some high competition shit.
Yeah. Facts.
But, like, oh my god, that just, like, hurt my head. Like, how are you gonna like bitch and moan and be fucking snotty to begin with? And then not even, like, tried it, like, well, blah, 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 I used vamoose. Okay. It obviously didn't work.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's so funny how much potential humans have, but it's a shame that some people will just never fucking use it.
Yeah. It's like, at this point, this woman is not even worth a good insult. Because, like, she's just not worth it. I ain't gonna fuck around like that. Like, don't be an asshole. Like, we're tradespeople, just like all the other trades.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you gonna do, call a plumber and give him the runaround on your... No.
Right? Like, and, like, I constantly use that on people, like, the other trades. Where you know, well, I can do your jobs. Are you gonna do your electrician's job, too?
I mean, you can if you really commit yourself to it and learn it, but, like, I know you're not going to.
You can't even read a complete label, so
yeah.
You go ahead and try to read those electrical schematics. I've seen some of those. I'm going, the hell is this?
Exactly. That's why they just need to make sure pesticides aren't in the hands of just your average Joe, in my opinion.
Yes. I completely agree. It's beyond ridiculous the amount of stuff that people can buy and think that they can do it. Like, we had a feed and grain store here, and they were selling Tempo on the shelf. Just full ass, like, quart thing of Tempo. And it's like, what? And this is prior to me doing pest control, but Brandon was doing it, and he sent me a picture of it, and I'm like, why are you sending me a picture of one of your pesticides? And he's like, this is on the shelf at, I'm not going to say the name of the store, even though they're not in business anymore. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, isn't that a legit pesticide? And he's like, I literally have not one in my in my truck right now.
Yeah, not only that, but it's one that has huge risks for inhalation and just, like, I feel like in my experience of training people and stuff, that's been one of the times where I have to, like, nag a lot of, you know, wear your dust mask, be careful of drift, where you're using it, because if I see a big puff cloud and see it drift away, I'm not going to be happy. Yeah. Like, don't do that. That's dumb.
No. Keep it here, not there.
Yeah, because that dust cloud can travel quite a bit. You don't realize it does, but it does.
Oh, yeah.
So, goodness gracious, people. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's just
Yep.
But yes, we will do more episodes of the Trash House Chronicles because... we've all seen them. Yes. We all have seen them. And then maybe we'll get some more submissions. I'm sure we will have our own other ones by that time as well.
Yes.
I do have a current one, but since it is current, I'm not going to say anything about it. But you know about it because I have told you about it.
Yes.
But yeah. So that one won't be spoken of right now. But yeah, we. I'm sure we will get more submissions, and then we can just have, you know, part two, part three, part 500 million.
Because... yeah, I'm really interested to get a professional organizer or hoarding specialist or something like that too, to come in and, like, kind of educate us a little bit on what they've experienced and stuff in relation to pests and just in general, the psychology of it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
And we could, even if we can find, like, one that's not in pest control and have Jennifer too, since she does both, that would be cool. That'd be cool. Because then they would have that symbiotic relationship, plus Jennifer would have our part of it as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe she knows somebody.
Yeah. Maybe we can, since I'm a huge fan of Midwest magic cleaning, maybe we can get one of them to come talk with us or something too.
That would be cool.
They see it all. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. What are we doing next week again?
Next week we are actually going to have, name isn't completely there yet, but it's going to be an evening with Jen McIntosh.
Woo!
Yes. Like we said earlier, she is constantly submitting stories. She's constantly active in the Pestrogen Facebook group. She's not, you know, a typical pass her around the podcast scene. We get a first. So F all of you. She's mine, goddammit. No, right. I asked her, like, I showed you the screenshot. I asked her if she wanted to join us next week. And her reply, I mean, it was almost instant. Her reply was, fuck yeah. I was like, yeah, woo! That's my girl. So I think it'll be fun. And just, I mean, we can get questions for her, you know, from submissions, or we don't even have to do submissions this time from anybody.
Yeah, and we can just to know her.
Yeah, and just chit chat with her, because I don't know a whole hell of a lot about her. I know she's been in the industry for about 7 years or so. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure she's going to have great stories for us of shit she's gone through, whether it's the crazy ant trail or the bed bugs from hell. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I know she had, I think it was a bad roach one that almost made her quit, like, her first day.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in there. It was something like that. Yeah, she told me, like, a quick snippet of it. And I was like, ooh. Epic. I think it'll be fun, though. And it'll be like I said, she hasn't been on everywhere else.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It'll be different. It'll be out of our, you know, normal circle of podcast friends that we all have.
Yes, and all of us ladies of Pestrogen, we all know her from just the Pestrogen group, so it'll be cool for us to all to get to know her.
Yes.
And anyone listening, any lady listening who isn't in Pestrogen, get there.
What are you doing? So,
right?
Well, not any lady listening. You have to also be in pest control.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Because I found out on Monday that Brandon's aunt actually listens to us.
Yeah.
She said she randomly ran across it on Facebook from one of, like, the snippets that you did. And I can't remember which one it was. She said that we were both just, like, dying laughing, though. And so she started watching it, like, watching the snippets. She's like, oh, and I couldn't find a whole bunch anymore. And I told her where to find us on YouTube. Told her how to, because they're, you know, just traveling right now, visiting a bunch of people. Told her where to find us on Spotify. I said, have a listen. It's fun. So she's like, I will. So,
yes. Hey, see? I mean, And my hometown best friend has been listening to us, too. And that, like, it warms my heart so much. So thank you, Angie, for listening. I love you. And then also, before we head out here, we should definitely mention our fam at Tales from the Crawl Space. If you guys haven't heard them, they're hilarious.
Hilarious.
Jack and Brad, they're hilarious. You got to get there. If you got a sense of humor, listen in.
And once again, you don't have to be in the pest control world to get their humor.
No.
it's just great. Because, I mean, it's obviously pest related, but it's still just great. And, like, I know their next episode's going to be an evening with Jack's son, JT, that does all of their intros. He does our intro. He's awesome. He's great at voiceovers. He's amazing at singing. Have you heard that kid's songs?
I love him.
Oh,
yeah.
He's just got the voice. I'm just like, oh my God. So I constantly tell Jack, like, dude, your son is so freaking talented. But so yeah, they're going to have an evening with him. So that's going to be super cool. And I hopefully will be able to make it because they're recording it earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're going live early.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going live at like 4 Eastern. So it'll only be 1 o'clock for me on a Friday.
Oh yeah. That might be hard to catch.
Maybe. Yep. Depends.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's towards the end of the month. So yeah, it might be hard.
And definitely check out our podcast, Big Brother, who was on recently for our Glow Up episode, Sean Muller of Pest Perspectives.
Yep.
And then our buddies over at Beauties and Beasties, because they're bomb too. So,
yes.
I signed into their last live for like a... It's the time difference makes it super hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at work. It's... Sometimes it like falls right in place where I'm doing like 50 exterior bait stations and I'm like, woo, yay, I can listen to the whole one this time. But most of the time I'm working, so I gotta catch it later.
I don't think I've actually caught one of their lives except when Jack and Brad were on it. And it was because it was like towards the beginning of the month and I don't think we had anything scheduled for that Friday. It was just kind of a, if somebody gets a hold of us, we'll go do it.
Yeah.
Kind of a day. And as Brandon calls them, their office days.
Yeah.
Which we didn't do any office work, so.
That's, I have an alarm set on my phone for every Friday at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
so that no matter where I'm at, it tells me. But then sometimes I'll be like, dude, I'm in the middle of a warehouse. I'm not going to get signal here.
Yeah.
So it'll go off and I'll just get pissed off.
Yeah.
So. Damn it. I can't catch my homies, but yeah. So thank you everybody for catching us for the first episode of Trash Chronicles, Trash House Chronicles.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so. We're going to have Jen McIntosh next week and we will hopefully continue this. This should be our first series and, yeah, so that was the Pestrogen podcast for this week. So join us again next week. And stay cute, stay you, and go out and kick some ass.
Woo!